All right, we're down in the basement here at Blue Fox with Stellar Corpses from Santa Cruz, California. They're on tour right now with their Dead Stars Drive-In album. They made it over to the East Coast here to check out the Blue Fox Billiards. Awesome.
Awesome.
What's up?
What's up?
So first off, I love the site, love the album, love the video, and I just signed up today to be a member of your Stellar Corpse Street Team.
Cool.
Nice.
Is the campaign working for y'all?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's a really cool, like, grassroots feeling thing that we got going with the street team. You know, we stay in contact with everybody on Facebook and the Facebook group, and you know, we've become friends. And so when they show up at the shows, we recognize them, and you know, seeing them at every show, we've just kind of gotten to know everybody, and they're super supportive of us.
Now, I watched 10 videos of y'all today on YouTube.
Wow.
Are y'all checking out the watches on that, the numbers?
Not really.
Are
closely.
They posted individually by people?
Usually by people's phones. Usually on tour, we'll like get like a bunch of like, you know, phone videos and stuff. But
I think our main music video, like the Vampire Kiss one, is up to what, almost 50,000, I think.
Yeah, something like that. I haven't checked it in a while, but
speaking of that, I definitely enjoyed that video.
Oh, cool.
Who's the chick in that?
Our friend Alicia from LA.
Yeah. She was looking a little Kat Von D there for
me. Yeah,
everyone thinks that's who she is.
Yeah, she gets that a lot.
Yeah. She plays the vampire in the video, of course.
Yeah.
What other video? There was a Cemetery Man, Steel Butterfly.
Okay.
Cemetery Man, that was done in Santa Cruz, like, I don't know, maybe after a couple of years after we've been together.
2007?
Like, yeah. 2007. It was just put together by a friend of ours.
I did it, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just did that on like, iMovie. A friend of ours filmed it, and we told him to, like, move around and stuff, but he just kind of stayed on the stage, so there's just that one angle. But there's, like, it's kind of a cool angle because you get to see the front row and the crowd and everything, and it's pretty neat.
The other one was real good, the Steel Butterfly. That was
our merch guy, our crew, Colt, did all that for us. Yeah, did a really good job. Yeah,
he's a very talented guy.
Mm-hmm. So now you guys got 3 albums done. I listened to the newest one today. Then I found out that Joe McGrath did it.
Yeah.
For the people out there that don't know Joe McGrath, he's done the Go-Go's, John Mayall, Offspring, Boxcar Racer, Blink-182, Sum 41, AFI, Morrissey, Keb Mo, BB King, and Taj Mahal. He won 3 Grammys for. Then he did Green Day's album, got a Grammy for that too.
Yeah.
Is this studio awesome?
Yeah, it was amazing. Just working with him was just his ear. He just got an amazing ear. I mean, it's just
2 of them.
Two.
Is he a ruthless Nazi? Does he make you do it over and over again? Not good enough.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He would not let anything slide.
No.
Nothing. It was great though. It was good for us.
It was good for us.
Now, how did that happen? How'd y'all hook up with him?
I found his email. You know, he has a website. I emailed him and just kind of just like, whatever, why not? Just give it a shot.
Wow.
And then he got back to me and we set up a time to have a phone call, and he's just such a nice guy. He's really down to earth, and he liked our stuff and thought we had some potential, and now we're great friends.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, he does a lot of blues and then does a lot of the numbered bands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are classified as morbidly fun punk rock, psychobilly. I think you're a perfect blend of metal and punk with a little bit of Elvis soul in there.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yep. Whatever way you want to. You know.
I mean, every time I look at your logos and all your stuff, I keep thinking of the Misfits, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Misfits are one of your influences there.
Yeah, definitely.
But you fuse the punk and the rock really cool, man. So anyway, your slogan is whatever it takes. You play clubs all the time, and welcome to our club.
Hey, this isn't bad actually compared to some of the places we've been.
Yeah, so no, this is nice.
Yeah, this is actually pretty nice. Like, I mean, the lights look nice. I mean, the sound.
There's an actual stage, and it has room for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing our best. We just got a digital board in now. We're doing digital recordings. But came from Columbus, Ohio. Our last band, Lansdowne, was just there before they came down here. You're going to Massachusetts next?
Well, we have like a couple of days off, and then we play New York City and New Jersey and then Massachusetts. Yeah, we're playing Quincy, Mass, which I've been told is the Irish neighborhood of Boston. And then that's on the day before St. Patrick's Day. So it should be crazy.
That should be crazy.
Because that's a Saturday night.
That day,
yeah, I'm sure.
The next day,
the whole weekend, because that's the Saturday night of St. Patrick's Day weekend. So, I'm looking forward to a crazy night.
Yep. Yep, definitely.
And then you come back to Kaiser, West Virginia. Have you ever heard of Kaiser, West Virginia?
No.
No.
It is a witness relocation protection area of the United States.
No way.
like Russian mobs are out of there. It is more bum than this.
Wow.
How the hell did y'all book that?
I talked to our booking agent. Yeah. But you know what the thing is that I really think that it's probably going to be an awesome show, because a lot of times when we play in small towns like that, everybody comes to the show and everybody is looking to have a good time. And, you know, everybody, and then, so everybody's rocking out, everybody buys a t-shirt, everybody wants an autograph, everybody wants to buy you a drink. I mean, talk about a fun night.
They want to be your best friend in the world.
That's it, man, and because you came to their town, and they're like, wow, I can't believe you came here, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wow, thanks for coming to Winchester. Hey, our lighting guy upstairs is actually best friends with the sound guy for that place, so.
Oh, that's right, yeah, he told, Binks.
Yeah, Binks.
Yeah, he told us about it. He said he lives real close to there.
Being on the East Coast here, I've only grown up knowing Santa Cruz, the only thing I've known is the beach and the boards.
Yep.
What's it like growing up in Santa Cruz?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like skateboard surfing culture there. A really good music scene.
Yeah, it is good.
It's really laid back.
Are y'all boarders?
Mm-hmm. More Kyle. He's not here right now, but he's
Dan's. Yeah. What are you talking about? You're the heel flip master, bro.
Oh, really? Yeah, skateboarding. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We grew up skateboarding. I grew up surfing too, but really music was the thing that stuck. But God, I love getting out there in the ocean and surfing. It's just so, it's peaceful. It's good exercise. It's good for the soul.
I have not got the chance to get out there yet. I'm a pitiful little Virginia hick. You all, this is your first tour across the country or second tour? Or
How many times to the East Coast?
This will be our third time.
Third time to the East Coast.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll do like a loop around the West Coast of the United States, but like we've only gone all the way to the East. This will be the third time.
Because those are some long drives in between, you know, when you're coming through the West.
Well, I noticed once you finish this whole tour, then you go straight back to Rochester after like a week
that's
off. Right.
In May, we're coming back for that show. Yeah, that's like a big show. That's I think we're just gonna fly out for that one.
What's your favorite city now? Do you have a favorite city?
There's a few.
Yeah.
Besides Santa Cruz, of course.
Denver's big.
Yeah, Denver's awesome.
We have a lot of friends and everyone, like, it's always a party.
There's like El Paso is really good. There's a bunch of small towns that we really like. We went to a place called Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
This time around, and talk about a great show.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we go to this little podunk, little tiny little place.
No
idea
what to expect.
Outside. We roll around thinking, oh great, another empty hall night, another, you know, we're all like making fun of the place. We open up the doors and it's packed to the, like, could barely walk by. I was like, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that happens tonight for you guys.
Yeah, me too.
You all are touring right now with the Dead Stars Drive-In, which is an awesome album. Are you all hooked up on the Hollywood thing? I mean, you all seem like you're infatuated with Hollywood a little bit.
It's kind of like the theme of this album, you know, because Hollywood to a lot of people, including us before we went there, is like this really glamorous place.
Exactly.
And then you go there and it's a shithole, you know, and it's the opposite of what you'd think. There's a seedy underbelly. There's crime and prostitution everywhere you're looking, and that's kind of what we wanted to capture with the album, especially the title track, Dead Stars Drive, and his show, like both sides of that coin.
That's definitely one of my favorite songs on the album. You have a guitarist filling in right now for you?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Jackie.
Say hello, Jackie.
Hi, everyone.
Jackie's awesome. She's our friend from Santa Cruz. We've been fans of her solo project, Jackie Rocks, and her new band, Dressed in Roses. And we just wanted to have an extra guitar in the band and try that out. So she was just the obvious choice. And she did a couple of shows with us in Santa Cruz. And then we were like, hey, would you by chance be available to go on the whole tour with us? And she did. She was. So we're stoked.
So you shelved all your stuff to come out with Stellar Corpses.
Yep. And it's been awesome so far.
Yeah, she was on the front page of the local paper in Santa Cruz right before we left, and she had a couple of shows that she actually canceled for us.
Anyway, anything else you want to say for all these people that you keep meeting across the country?
Thank you for coming to our shows.
Please come back.
Yeah. Make sure you say hi to us and feel free to join the street team. That'd be cool.
StellarCorpses.com is where you can go. They got their whole album on there. I listened to it today. You can become a member of their street team, and that means you just got to talk about them.
That's right.
First rule of street team is you talk about them.
That's right. Same with the second rule.
Yeah.
I think that one thing I've been thinking about lately is the state of the whole music industry lately, and how the power is in the hands of the individuals more than ever, I think. And it feels really grassroots and in a big way, like really like punk rock.
It definitely does.
You know, and I love that because we don't have to go through a record label to reach a lot of people, you know? It's just whoever's out there with social networks networking, you know, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, when we take a picture of us on the road or a live picture or something like that and we send it out there, everybody sees it who wants to see it.
Right.
You know, there's less and less of a barrier between us and our fans, which is a really cool thing.
The One Eye Pyramid record labels are scared to death right now because of this grassroots movement. Like I said, y'all are on Facebook. You can become a member of the street team right there.
Mm-hmm.
So many 15 videos on YouTube. The only thing a record label is good for is money, and all they do is suck the money out of you somewhere else down the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is great. How are you financing this whole thing?
That's interesting.
Door to door to
door? You asked that. Yeah, it's really just day to day. And something happened along the way. Actually, our third day on the tour, our van broke down. So we let everybody know. You know, we posted a couple of pictures. Everybody on the street team knew. All of our fans who are paying attention knew right away. And then we were like, you guys, we're in a spot right here. Here's our PayPal address. If you feel like donating, do it. We got overwhelmed.
Wow.
We got flooded with donations. So many that it was hard to even thank everyone. And it covered like the repair costs and the hotel costs that we had to do when we broke down in the middle of nowhere in Arizona. You know, there's still like more costs that we had to go in debt a little bit because we had to get a new van.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't get it fixed. But yeah, just having that it was amazing. And it was a total testament to social networking and the way things are right now.
That is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Our first band, when we started doing these bigger bands here, our first band broke down the same way. And they were stuck in Missouri or somewhere for 7 days and had to cancel everything.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so they never made it here.
Yeah. We did have to cancel a show. It was a bummer, but you know, it could have been worse.
We've been talking to Dusty Dan and our newest guitarist,
Jackie.
Yeah. From Stellar Corpses.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, thanks guys. Yeah,
thank you totally. So much.
Thank you.
Y'all like the zombie thing too, cuz a lot of your stuff is cue to that.
We grew up watching horror movies a lot, so kind of.
All right, so let's cut this off so I can go watch The Walking Dead. Oh.
Yeah.